certain athletes are born enemies, but the fiercest rivalry was between two fighters, Razor and Kid.
They fought only twice, but the tie-breaking grudge match never happened.
Today I'm announcing my retirement from professional boxing.
You know what this is, Razor? It's a video game. They want to put you and Kid in the game. All they do is videotape you throwing a couple punches, voice record you. I'm gonna kill you.
God damn you, Robert De Niro, Stallone. You know, can we just go ahead and say this? Sylvester Stallone has to be the worst guy in Hollywood this year. I mean, the shit he's written this year, the shit he's directed this year, they've all been shit.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to agree to that just because there's a guy named Adam Sandler who's still making movies. That's just me. But.
Yeah, but he only did one movie this year.
True. Very, very true. But.
Yeah,
here's
I had
the
to
thing.
Sit through fucking 5 Stallone movies, and they all were fucking awful.
Now, here's the thing about a movie like this. Because you and I have talked a lot about movies like this year, where it's a one freaking note joke. It's the, hey, look, these guys are old joke. Isn't that hilarious? Oh, why are we still doing this? Exactly. And, oh my god, people. Will you stop? Will you stop making Hollywood think that these jokes are funny?
Just the exhaustion in your voice right now. I just let you go.
I kid you not.
I'm tired.
I had notes. There were some jokes that were repeated in this movie. From other old people movies.
Hey, Lehu, is that a new genre now? Old people movies?
I don't know what to call it.
Okay, let me go down the track here. Bullet to the head. Hated it. Parker. Hated it.
Wait, Stallone was in Parker? Wait,
what was that?
Stallone was in Parker? Or did he write or produce it?
No, he wrote and produced it.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit sucked too. Homefront, fucking horrible. What was that fucking escape plan? Only thing that was helping that was Schwarzenegger. He sucked. Goddamn, man. I was like, you literally, who was last? Okay, last year was Tyler Perry, who's beating on my head. The year before that was Adam Sandler. So this must be the year of Stallone then or whatever, because goddamn it, man, you ain't made one good fucking movie this whole fucking year. What the fuck is going on, man?
That's true. And people would say, but that's P1. You should be more angry at the fact that they're trying to revive the 80s movies. No, because The Last Stand was awesome, you fuckers.
I don't know about you, but I don't want them to revive the 80s movies, okay?
You know what? I kind of do, because, like, it's been done right. It's been done right the last couple years. I mean, The Last Stand was one of them. And
partially like The Last Stand. I only liked it because of Schwarzenegger. I thought the rest of it was fucking pretty boring or whatever. And the villain was pretty shit. I mean, I'll go ahead and say this. 80 movies were 80 movies. Let them be 80 movies. Okay.
Yeah.
You
and I,
shit,
Predators, the one that came out a couple years ago, had the 80s mentality and it did good.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not better than the first one, but I think it kept the mentality of being a part of this age group as well, whatever. I don't think it tried to necessarily be an 80s film like the Expendable films are or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't like the Expendable film personally, whatever, because I'm like, well, you know what? You make all this fucking money and you want to use all this cheap shit, whatever, because you want to put people back in nostalgia of fucking 80s film. I personally hate fucking nostalgia. Because if I want to see that, then I'll just go back to that film then or whatever.
Right.
I don't want to see you try to recreate that. Why don't you try to make something as good, especially since we have the technology now. Just go ahead and do that or whatever and shit. If you want to keep making references to the 80s because that's where you made your money at, then hey, then you need to make that shit limited release for yourself and your friends then or whatever. Cause
wait a minute. Time out here. Time out. We should clarify to people. We're not really making references to the 80s films in this. We're making references to these two's careers. And boy, do they do a horrible job at it. It's, hey, people, remember the last time these two were in a boxing movie? Let's make jokes about those movies over and over and over and over again.
There was one scene where, what was the female, I forgot her name, whatever.
Kim Basinger?
Stallone and shit. Excuse me, I forgot her name, whatever, but she's like, you can get. She pretty much gave that Batman quote for shit that Catwoman gave. Just like, you've given all to these people. It's like, if you, whatever you try to do, it's not gonna be your best or whatever. He's like, well, it's the best we can do, though. I'm like, oh my god.
They even, people, you've seen this in the trailer. Even have some loan go into a meat cooler.
Yes.
What the hell?
I don't want to see that, okay?
Why? Will you leave that crap alone?
It really, this movie really is, hey, it's Rocky versus the Raging Bull.
Ugh.
I don't want to see that, okay?
I do, if it's in the hands of someone who did those original films, like, I don't know, Scorsese.
Yeah, I want to see those films back then or whatever. I don't want to see remakes or prequels or anything to them or whatever, or even making comedy spoofs.
I'd be lying if I said Robert De Niro's character in this, I thought it was the same run from Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much Robert De Niro's character in all his movies these days just seem like the goddamn
same. That grumpy old man!
Yeah, because you know what? He did give that same speech he did give in Las Vegas, which was like, he was like, they're all laughing at us or whatever and shit. I was like, where have I heard this before?
Oh, wait, that's right. I heard it only a month ago.
Yeah, exactly.
In another freaking film.
I heard it in some other old movie I saw.
I mean, people, this is garbage. This is total garbage. Like, I know I sound mad at it, but part of me can't even get mad because it's like, there's an idiot audience for this.
Yeah, and I was talking to them earlier. They're talking about.
Oh.
There was like, come on, you want to see like just Stallone and De Niro get together? But which, by the way, De Niro and Stallone are the same age. What the fuck happened to you, De Niro? Jesus Christ, man, you gotta stop doing that coke, man.
Don't you want to see these two in the same movie? Kiss my ass.
I'm sorry. Once again, Stallone, you was on Mushmouth. Once again, I fucking make.
And once again, hey, you know how you and I said Alan Arkin can save a piece of crap? What a freaking surprise!
I mean, it wasn't helping that he had to work with Mr. Dante Slate Jr. What the hell is that?
I will admit, though, the only laughs I got in the movie was when he was making fun of his little ass. I have to.
The way you just said that,
dude. I have to fully admit, every joke he was making of that little motherfucker had me dying.
Alan Arkin had this look on his face like, I don't even want to fucking be.
That's why it had me laughing! Because.
I don't even remember him making eye contact with Mr. Kevin Hart here or whatever.
That's what I kept thinking, because I kept thinking in my mind, it's like, I feel like Arkin is just ad-libbing this.
Yeah.
And the director's like, well, it is kind of funny, and Hart's getting pissy, so why don't we just let it go?
He's like, where the fuck has Ben Affleck to come save me again? Because apparently people ain't giving me work other than these shitty-ass comedies.
Right.
You know, I didn't think this was going to be a fucking trend, to be honest, whatever, with these old actors trying to regurgitate their fucking 80s films and trying to put themselves all in one film, whatever. Shit, was the Expendables the first that did this, whatever, that kicked this all over? I was like, oh, well, okay, this is cool for one film. And then, you know, you see Las Vegas, and it's like, oh, okay, well, this is whatever for one film, as long as they don't do any more. And now we're getting, like, goddamn Stallone probably saw that and was like, this is genius.
This is genius. I got another series like The Expendables, except with comedy.
Another thing, too, is his movies this year ain't making any money. So why does he keep
trying? No, they're not. That's the confusing conundrum. They're not making any money.
Who the fuck keeps greenlighting his shit?
Oh, wait. I take that back. Apparently in Europe they're making money, because now Escape Plan is positive budget because of Europe.
Oh, you gotta be
No, I'm not!
Okay, Schwarzenegger, I'm gonna give him the credit. He still can get it. I mean, God, I don't give a damn what he said.
Because he knows what he is!
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he is. He knows he's a freaking joke, and he's just like, hey, I know.
He's fun. I saw him in Last Stand. He's fun. He's the best thing of it.
He is fun.
Escape Plan. He in it. He was the. I wish he would have stayed on screen, because every time he was off it, I was just like, oh great, we got to hear this motherfucker narrate. And Stallone, I don't know if you know, but we can't understand a word you fucking saying.
And Arnold's the German, and we understand him better.
Exactly. So why do you keep putting yourself in these lead roles like this movie where you just talking nonsense?
I don't get it. Like he comes in here and, oh my god, I just realized it's been 10 minutes and we've been talking about the fucking plot of this thing at all.
Oh yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to say, are we recording?
Boy, did we go on a tangent. Okay, let's just go through this quickly. De Niro and Stallone are former boxers. Kevin Hart's character gets an idea to have them do a rematch because they're both kind of leaving shitty lives. They both train to do this match. They fight. Yeah, you can expect what happens. And it's weird. They try to set up this thing like Warrior. It just doesn't fucking work. It lands flat on its goddamn face. And, yeah, as you can expect, these two, it doesn't matter who wins. What matters is that these two now are friends and that they're in better shape. Whoop-de-fucking-D. It's like the end of the SpongeBob episode where they have the frying games.
Did you catch that, too? That was, like, trying to set this show to be, like, deep as fucking Rocky to meet Warrior or something. Like, I was like, Stallone...
You're trying, buddy. I'll give you credit for trying, but still, no.
Please stop, or whatever. I tried to give him credit before we saw his escape plan. I was like, I like you come behind the camera. I'm getting to that point now, Stallone. I don't like you nowhere near camera no more. You're kind of agitating me, or whatever.
Well, he didn't direct this.
No, he didn't direct it at all. I don't even think he wrote it at all.
No, he did not. He actually didn't do anything with this. This is written and directed by Peter... Oh, not Peter Berg.
Peter Siegel, if I'm
yeah,
mistaken.
Yeah, Peter Siegel, which, a shame, because I like two of his former films.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about, too, so.
Yeah, I really like Get Smart, the remake.
That's why I don't think he had nothing to do with it. I think it was Stallone, man.
Yeah, I mean, Get Smart was a really fun, solid remake, and... The acting in that movie was good, and the jokes in that movie were good. I even liked his first film that he did, the remake of The Longest Yard, which I actually thought was pretty okay.
I don't know what to think of Stallone's acting, because I would like to put it on the par with Arnold, just saying, like, he's supposed to be fun and entertaining, but I think Stallone has put himself on a pedestal where he thinks he's better than that.
I don't know, dude. I hope he hasn't, because you're not! Do what Arnold does. Arnold knows he's a joke. But guess what? We love him because he's in on the joke.
And plus, once again, I don't know how many times we can say this in the past 3 weeks. He knows how to have fun. And goddammit, I don't find anything of this movie fucking fun.
That's true. Like, you know, I hate to keep bringing up The Last Stand. I do. But in that movie, a dude blew up from a fucking firecracker.
Arnold was driving a Camaro. What more do you want?
Exactly. And actually, a pretty badass sequence. All things considered.
A pretty badass car, too, for that.
Yeah, movie. Exactly. But, I mean, you're right. In this movie, it's like, the fun is sucked out of it by these crappy jokes. And it's just... Ugh!
Did you not feel every time it tried to get, like, at least trying to emotional or heartwarming or whatever, it went to one of those crappy-ass jokes where Kevin Hart would come...
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, my God, okay.
Comedy sin.
And it's almost as if everybody, like, once again, the joke you made earlier, everyone's trying to tell him, you guys are just old, can you just stop it? And it's almost as if De Niro and Stallone are trying to convince themselves in his movies, we ain't old, we still got it.
And Arnold's in the corner just like, hey guys, listen to me. If you just say that you're old, they find that joke hilarious. Especially if you're in on it. I mean, in that my last film, there was a point where I got blown through a fucking window, and when they asked, are you okay? And I said, oh, fuck, I'm getting old. A lot of people laughed at it. You should join in. It's a lot of fun once you come to the retirement home. I mean...
De Niro probably looked at him and said, what did this cocksucker say?
Dude, excuse me, I gotta go make a sequel to New Year's Eve.
Yeah, Stallone just looked at him and said, hey, don't worry about De Niro. We gotta do this movie. People gonna love us because they love this movie.
No, sign this contract right here. I need to do Expendables 3. What the fuck? No! You put that pen down!
Ow!
I'm sorry, but people...
Arnold, you know what? I don't even want to associate Arnold with this movie, okay?
I shouldn't have opened up that Pandora's box. I apologize, people.
I don't want to associate Arnold with this movie because I... the reason why I'm more mad is because I expect this out of the movie, but the more I'm mad about it is for the simple fact that Stallone, man, you made one of the greatest sports movies ever, which was Rocky, whatever. De Niro, you
did too with Raging Bull.
Yeah, exactly. You did that too, whatever. And plus, man, your movies are classics. I mean, they're referencing everything, whatever. And then to see them reduce themselves to shit like this, whatever, it puts a dagger in my little film heart. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was insulted on that point.
All right. Well, I'm going to give my final say. I can't really give this a fuck it because, like, Incredible Burt Wonderstone, guess what? Alan Arkin saves the freaking film, even though he's not trying to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, just if I see one more of these films, it will get a fuck it. Like, these old people films, it will get a fuck it. But this one just barely missed it because, okay, let me put it like this. If Grown Ups 2 and The Smurfs 2 or Burt Wonderstone or Identity Thief or The Heat didn't come out this year, then this would have gotten a fuck it. But this didn't piss me off as the others. It's just made me more tired. So
I like them now.
So this is a stream it. This just made me more tired of this genre. And we've done four films. I'm done.
Like, are you getting old now? Because you just said it made me tired. I need to take a nap. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
It made me tired because these jokes are so freaking stale.
You know what? All right, for I'll save my co-host and wake him up because he's tired. So, you see what you did, Stallone? You made him tired. He's not even older than me, and you made him tired. So, you know what? I gotta give you a fuck it because I don't want to see this again. I don't even want to tell anybody to see it again. And for some reason, I think people are gonna enjoy this. I don't even know why, but I cannot make this opportunity to miss pass on another fuck it for a comedy that I know I did not like, because that's guaranteed what this is. It's a comedy, and
you know what? You know the other reason I can't give this a fuck it? Because like we said before, Stallone's movies don't make any money, so I know no one's going to see this.
I hope not. Thank It'd be a shocker if this one made money, whatever. Man, so yeah, a fuck it in the stream. No, Lehu. You keep giving these old movies a pass, so, you know, the next one that comes out, you're probably going to unleash on that one. So.
I probably am. I'm not going to lie.
So, you better hope that old movie don't come out next week or so.
From what I'm aware, there's not one coming in the docket for a while. It's like freaking Snow White last year, where it's like we had the glut of Snow White fantasy movies, and then they just stopped whenever they all didn't make money.
So, yeah, I'm curious to see what your next old man movie was going to be like.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to sit back and go like, hey, Lehu, what did you think?
Oh, no. You know when that's coming. No!
And on that note, we'll just say goodnight, everyone.
Good night.
Oh, you poor bastard.
After their second fight, Kid McDonough and Razor Sharp get ready to go at it again.
Gutsy move going without a bra.
I took a dump on your porch.
Hey, we are live, guys. We are live right now.
Hey, Webster, show a little respect.
I choose to believe that you just called me Webster because of my dictionary size vocabulary, not because of my height and race.
Nope, it's because you're short and black.
What was Jesus like? I'm curious. Was he cool?